Dwayne, I'm going to take a moment just to kind of summarize what we have up to this point, because it seems to me that after hearing the specific language that's in the bylaws, the word agenda doesn't actually appear in there. However, the authority of what the committee is specifically tasked to do does appear in the bylaws in terms of how that comes to pass. And so I'm actually hearing Lydia's motion as an attempt to do that, as an attempt to clarify what the actual authority and purpose of this committee is. I understand that you feel that we actually have that within the authority that's granted, namely that we're coordinating board activities in between meetings, but the specific language that's present there doesn't actually specify responsible for drafting agendas. And I think that's what Lydia is trying to resolve.
And I just think we should go to a vote.
I'm going to withdraw my objection, and I'll defer to asking the parliamentarian inquiry. And if that's consistent, then I have no issue with it. If the parliamentarian inquiry that I'll give tomorrow is consistent with what Lydia's idea is, I'll have no objection to it. But on the face of it, I just interpreted it. That's all.
Okay. All right. So I think we should go ahead and go to a vote on this, unless it'll pass without objection. Dwayne, are you objecting to the motion?
Not at this level. I'll do a parliamentary
okay.
tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So we'll pass this up to the PNB unless somebody wants to voice an objection now. Hearing none, that motion passes. So the second motion that was that the discussion regarding special meeting agendas be postponed.
Hold on one second. So we're going to have this on the PNB agenda as a motion.
Correct.
And committee reports under the coordinating committee. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Good.
All right. The second motion was that discussion regarding special meeting agendas be postponed till the next to its next meeting. I'm that you mean the coordinating committee's next meeting, Lydia?
Correct.
Okay. Until the CPB requirements are provided. I've kind of lost track of the rationale behind that. You'll have to forgive me. Can you express it again one more time?
Yes, is that there is, and as Grace shared with us as well, is that there is a CPB requirement about when there's a special meeting, is you have to put the purpose of it and so forth. So if three directors call and say it's going to be about how we make a banana split, and then does that then preclude the coordinating committee, say, but we also want a hot fudge sundae on the agenda when it's the three initial directors. So that needs to be
clear. I agree that is an outstanding question. I mean, that was my basic reason for asking the questions I asked tonight, is it really is pretty unclear to me what is the case there. So I have no objection to that motion either, but I'm opening it to anybody on the floor who does.
It's a motion to postpone, and Gray seconded it.
Okay. So that motion's on the floor right now. Does anybody have any objection?
We don't have to second it. We don't have to second it.
We don't have to second the committee. Yeah.
That's correct.
Does anybody have an objection to that motion? Postponing the discussion of special meetings and the vis-a-vis the coordinating committee until the next coordinating committee meeting. All right, hearing no objection, we can move on to the additional items. I have the ones from Dwayne, but I don't believe I have seen the ones from Lawrence yet still. Is that correct, Lawrence?
I just send it to the committee.
Okay.
Because I'm home, and I just send it to the entire committee.
Okay, let's work our way through Dwayne's motions first. Oh boy, I've lost him again. things. Do you have your motions handy? You had specific language and placement for and times and everything for that. Can you just go through it?
Okay, just a moment.
Okay, I have it. I have
okay.
it.
You have it?
The first
okay.
one is I move that the terms absent or present, that only the, I guess it's only the terms absent or present, be reported on the PNB minutes by the secretary. A member is considered present if they attend any part of a PNB meeting. Okay, I'd like to talk about that briefly.
Okay, let's open it for discussion for a moment then. Go ahead.
Okay, I don't have any objection. When I do the roll call, it's my job as the secretary to note down who responds to the roll call and is present at the roll call, okay? I cannot say somebody is present at the roll call if they're not present. What I can do is say in the roll call, in the part of the roll call, I can list the names of everybody present at roll call. Then later on, when people attend, I can say Vanessa arrives or Jan arrives later on in the minutes. But I can't put them as present when I call them at the roll call if they don't respond to the roll call. Because I have to say something like 16 members are present constituting a quorum when I put in the minutes that I called the roll. I cannot say that somebody was present for the roll call if they weren't present. So I can't, that's just a falsehood and doesn't make any sense. So I would have to somehow notate their presence later on in the minutes when they arrive.
Okay, yeah. I think Dwayne probably has some specific language that he would like to use. So go ahead, Dwayne.
Well, the language is as is printed. And here's the problem. The way that it is done, it's as if our secretary is school and she's calling the roll of the school. All of us are volunteers.
Dwayne, I can hardly hear you.
Yeah, you're pretty muffled, Dwayne.
Okay.
There we go. Much better. Thank you.
The way that it is done now is that it's as if we're in school and we're in class.
Right.
And so
right.
the teacher is pointing out that you're not here when I call this roll, so you're absent. No. We're all volunteers. We all have lives. We have business. And many times we're not going to be that roll call. We try to because we need to. Well, I was just screaming here. I have very seldom been a secretary, but I have very often been a chair.
We can't make you out.
Since I was
Dwayne, we cannot hear you.
11 or 12 years old. Sorry. What was that?
Repeat, because you were garbled.
Okay. I was saying that I admit, in my lifetime, I very seldom have been a secretary. It's a harder job to me than a chair, but very often I've been a chair since 10 years old. But I'm suggesting to you that you do not have to make any annotations on your record until the end of the meeting is when you're supposed to compile all of the notes that you've made. And in my opinion, a minute or actions taken, not what folks said and not necessarily a transcript of what happened. It's actions taken. As relates to present or absent, calling the roll call doesn't have to articulate who's there. It's only articulating how many are there. And your why you have to annotate when someone got to a meeting, I think that's inappropriate, and I think it's totally unnecessary. The only thing the record ought to reflect was, at the end of the meeting, whether a member on the roll attended, whether they attended for 10 minutes, whether they attended for 2 hours or 3 hours. I take an affront to being treated like a child or being treated like they're in school and you got to analyze when somebody arrived. That's not your job. Your job is determine whether or not there is quorum, but not who made the quorum. That ain't your job. And then once the meeting is over, if a member has come into that meeting, then that member is present. Not late, not tardy, but present. And if a member doesn't show up after the roll is called, that member should be recorded as absent. That's what this motion is saying.
This is Lydia to the Sec.
Lawrence, can you hear?
Dwayne, thank you. Did somebody else request to be on the stack other than Lydia? I thought there was somebody trying to intervene
this
there.
This is Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Yes, Vanessa, we can hear you. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. Well, yes, I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay. Lydia, go ahead.
Okay. So I was just recently in a situation in a different board where the participation of discussion and physically signing on to a particular motion has come into play. And person having been there at the time that it was discussed or having had to leave for work and therefore not present became a point of focus where the arrival and departure of a particular member actually comes into play, and this has even to do with the inquiry by the AG and so on and so forth. So in terms sometimes of lethal proceedings, I agree that it should not be noted as late, but simply as arriving, I don't see the harm in that. And can sometimes be a matter of legality. And I say this because all mentions become and often do become a matter of litigation in a particular case. And when time passes, in my other instance that I'm talking about, it's been more than 2 years. And so, you know, your memory starts to fade. Was that person there? Is that why the signature is missing? Oh, they had to go to work. Oh, you try to piece it all together. It's way better if you can do that. I wouldn't have said this 6 months ago, but I am saying it now, having had this current experience on this other board. So there is some value to it.
Very interesting. So I think what's being advocated here is that when the secretary notes that a member has arrived, that they simply say that they're present. I think that that's the kind of the general consensus going on. Is that correct?
No, I don't understand what you mean.
Okay, I'm going to have to defer back to Dwayne in this particular case then, because I thought that's what he was.
What was it, Mr. Chair?
What I was saying is that the preferential standard or treatment for an individual member who was not previously acknowledged as being present in a meeting would be to simply acknowledge that they're present when that presence is known. Is that what you're stating?
That's correct. That's what I would do.
Okay.
Notwithstanding what Lydia just said, even Congress doesn't show when someone's on the floor and when someone's not. They show whether a person was present and voting and how they voted, or whether they were present
right.
Not voting or present voting. And so I it's legally a problem. I frankly think it wouldn't be a problem for me. Because if a litigation came and I wasn't in a meeting, or I don't recall it, that's all I would say. I don't recall it. And so I have no legal liability. But that's not really any real issue for me about a legal proceeding determining whether or not someone was in a meeting and whether or not they have legal liability. That's a whole different complicated concept. What I'm simply stating, and I don't want to spend any more time on this because I believe Vanessa wants to stack, I'll make my stronger argument at the PNB when this matter comes up.
Okay, I understand. I think your motion is really clear, and I don't really think that Grace has any particular objection to it. But if you want to codify that.
I do object to it.
Okay, Grace, can you just hold on a second? Just hold on a second. I feel like I've stepped over Vanessa here like for a good 5 minutes. Do you mind if we allow her to speak and then come back to you?
No,
is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, so can you hear me clearly?
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Okay. So I 100,000% agree with Dwayne. I could not agree more. As a person who I eventually noticed was being marked as linked, when it finally came to my attention that this was happening, I was mortified. Linked has a pejorative term. It sounds delinquent, tardy. Honestly, I don't see the purpose of noting that. If some legal reason can be stated as to why that's necessary or recommended, I would use a different term, arrived after roll call or something to that effect. And the meeting starts at all kinds of different times. I've been, you know, on time at 8:30, and then we sit around and people talk for 15 or 20 minutes until there's a quorum. So then sometimes you figure, oh, I'll join at 8:45, and maybe you started 5 minutes earlier, and the discussion's already starting, and the roll has been taken, and then you're however many minutes, you know, quote unquote, late. And but I also am just really offended at having late put beside my name. Now, I'll take responsibility if, you know, I don't show up on time. I apologize. Sometimes I've known I'm going to be late. If I have another work commitment, I'll send an email saying, hey, I may not be able to join on time. I don't know what happens if a person has to leave early. Then what do you do then? A lot of times they just have to slip off the phone so it's not to interrupt the discussion. But I don't see the point. It feels punitive. It feels like public shaming. And to me, it serves no purpose that I can discern.
Okay. Thank you, Vanessa. I appreciate that. Go ahead, Grace. You were next. Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
I understand that the way I've been doing the minutes with noting that somebody's late or absent or whatever, or excused, can be, especially marking them late at the very beginning of the minutes could be considered insulting. So I understand that. That's a point well taken. However, I cannot say somebody's present when I call the roll if they're not present when I call the roll, because as a secretary, I must record what's done, not what's not done. So I can do the minutes differently. Just in the agenda item that says roll call, I can list the number of members present and their names. And then later on, when they come on, when the people who are not, who don't respond to the roll call come on the call, I can say so-and-so is added to the call or so-and-so has arrived. I'll just put it that way.
Or you can say is marked present, too, I believe, using the language that Dwayne suggested for the motion.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to come back because Jeff Hill, may I speak?
Sure. Go ahead, Dwayne. Hold on a second. I'm sorry, Dwayne. Dwayne, just hang on a second. Grace, is it okay? Were you finished? I'm sorry.
What's that clicking?
I don't know. It's not on my end. Go ahead, Dwayne.
The point is I don't mind changing the formatting of the minutes, but I will not say somebody's present at roll call when they're not present at roll call.
I understand that, and I think that's fine.
Okay.
We've heard that.
I can notate later when they come on the call that they're then present.
I understand that.
Mr. Chair, may I have the
floor? Go ahead, Dwayne. Absolutely. Okay. It's yours.
Because the bottom line is that's the member's interpretation. She can't tell this body what she won't do and won't do. She needs to resign. This motion is going to be presented. If she doesn't like it, she can vote against it. But my arguments, I think, are pretty straightforward. That this member, whether she's the chair, whether she's the secretary, whether she's the treasurer, she can't make determinations about what she can't do. There's no hard rules about how a secretary records someone. I've never seen an organization, ever. And I've been involved in I can't even count how many organizations I've been involved in since 10 years old at the local NAACP as its youth president. And I've never seen a minute show any of the things she's talking about. The minutes only show if an individual is absent or present, period. No annotations at the end. Here's the fact. That's her interpretation. What her job to do is, first off, her job is to call the roll, determine whether or not there is a quorum. If it's not a quorum, then it's not a meeting. Once she determines it's a quorum, then the chair takes over, and the chair goes through the agenda. It has nothing to do with whether or not a member, 16 board members were there out of 22. She does not have to make any annotations whatsoever. When a member comes into the body, whether it was a in-person meeting or whether it's a telephonic meeting, when the member comes into the body, the member announces him or herself. Then the member becomes present. It's not like she has to record the time, which was all I'm basically saying, Mr. Chair, is she's giving excuses about what she can't do. But if this body with this motion rule and vote it up, she's going to be forced not to use her own interpretation about how she thinks she ought to annotate when someone comes into a meeting. And it has absolutely nothing to do with a quorum. It has absolutely nothing to do when a person is in a meeting. It has to do with whether or not a person came to the meeting. And at the end of the session, when she makes her minutes, all she has to do is say or show that that person was present. Not what time that person was present. That is not germane to the minute at all. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Mr. Chair, this is Lydia.
Lydia, can you make it brief? Because I think we really should just vote on this motion. I think it would be the best way forward.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think this committee is here to discuss the motions beyond whether we're going to add it to the agenda. That's
correct.
That
I agree
should
with
be
you. I agree
tomorrow.
With you.
Thank you. That was
I agree
it.
With you. I agree with
this
okay.
was opened up
so,
with great subject.
That's okay. And I think a discussion was merited in this case. And you know, I accept the rejection of anybody who feels otherwise. But the motion
I object to this because it does not give away to
we have
the
vote
properly.
Yeah, that's fine.
Properly. This is not an ad hoc motion.
I understand that. And, yeah, I understand that, and I was going to do the same. Grace, I think you should make this argument at DMB.
It's
pretty clear that – yeah, or amend it at DMB. Or amend
okay,
it now,
I
guess.
Amend it here, okay, so we don't waste
okay.
time.
All right. I'm hearing you. Yeah, no, that's
this
what this committee
point,
is for.
Point of order, Madam. Point of order, Mr. Chair. Point of order.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
I believe that it was stated just a second ago or a few seconds ago, and I believe it is appropriate, and it is not appropriate to amend the motion at this body. This body is to accept, collate, and correlate, and submit. My motion goes to the PNB intact. It does not get amended until it hits the floor, period.
Okay. So let me just make sure that this is an odd moment for in terms of this committee. So this is a motion that is being proposed for the agenda. This is not a motion that's being proposed for this committee. In other words, this is not to be elevated by this committee to the PNB, I guess. This is just to be placed on the agenda. So is
yes,
the
sir.
Protocol
just
in this
–
okay. Is the protocol in this situation just to vote yes or no to place this on the agenda? Is that what is in order
yes.
at this juncture?
Point of order. This is Grace.
Go ahead, Grace.
This is a committee. Any motion in a committee can be amended. It can be substituted. It can be postponed. Any number of things can happen.
Okay.
I don't think it's a pro – I can amend this motion in this committee so that we can present it to the PNB as an amended motion
okay.
if my amendment passes.
Okay, Grace. I'm going to accept that. So what do you propose as your amendment?
Let me take a minute and write it out, okay, so that you
okay.
all have it.
Well,
okay.
the member come up with
I am conceding that I will do the minutes separately. Wait a second. Dwayne, in your motion here, then nowhere in the minutes will the members who are attending the meeting be noted. Okay, that's what you're saying. I don't have to put who's attending the meeting. That's wrong. The people
that's
who
ridiculous.
Attend the meeting should be written down as attending the meeting.
That's ridiculous.
And it should,
my
it
motion
should be,
states that. That is wait. Not what my motion states. My
wait,
motion
wait,
states
wait.
That the secretary doesn't have the authority to annotate and to determine when a person comes into the meeting. The secretary's responsibility is only to show on the agenda as you've been, on the minutes as you've been showing, whether they're present or absent, period.
This is Lydia to the stack.
This is an exercise. This is silly. I have to put down what members have attended the meeting. That's what I have to do as a secretary. I can't
She mischaracterized.
No crosstalk, please. Please.
Okay, let me write an amendment.
I'm saying she has my motion, and I've asked to call the vote.
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
I understand that, but she does have, I believe she does, and we can vote that down or vote it up, however we see fit. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I think that this functions different. This task of the agenda is a different task. That's why I want it codified in a motion. Than other committees. So how you defined it earlier, if, for example, it is being recommended by the coordinating committee on a particular position, which we did with the first motion, that's one type of action. But we are also in that motion asking everybody to simply submit their motions to this committee to add to a draft, which then the PMB will approve. So both,
absolutely.
I believe that both Dwayne's motion can be added to the agenda, and Grace's amendment can also be added to the agenda for the board to add to approve on the agenda tomorrow night. It is not going to
Lydia,
be a recommendation from the coordinating committee.
Lydia, let me ask you a question in that respect. Okay, so is the committee empowered with the ability to say yay or nay to either of those propositions? In other words, is that how you envision the role of this committee?
With my previous thing, my strawberry shake or whatever, that if that came about and we say, okay, that's legitimate, it's not something illegal, it's not something that belongs in the executive session, and therefore it can be placed on the agenda. However, this committee has decided it needs to be a banana split instead of a strawberry shake. Both of those things can be on the agenda. The coordinating committee will have voted one thing, which is separate from an individual member's having legally submitted a motion to add to the agenda. That's my opinion and how I thought it had happened in the past.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
So in other words, there are things that this committee can actually take on as an issue. Let's say the contracts motion, which I discussed before, right, a policy around contracts. That's something that should be a committee discussion, and the committee recommends that blah, blah, blah. That's very different than our current task right now, which is simply to add things to a draft agenda that we put out to the PMB to approve tomorrow and approve or not approve.
Got it. Okay, thank you. Yes, of course, Dwayne. Go ahead.
I believe,
Dwayne,
that my rights as a member and a duly elected member and director of this body is being violated, because with any organization, including this one, a duly elected member has a right to place an item on the agenda. And I have asked for this item to be placed on the agenda and there is no right of another member to amend it. Why? Because it doesn't become the property of the body until it's placed on the agenda and accepted. It is then the property. Right now, it's my property that I am proposing. And until it is accepted in a meeting, in an official meeting, and accepted on the agenda, and the agenda is approved, it doesn't become the property of the body. So my rights are being violated.
No, that's what I just said.
Well,
this is Grace.
Grace
for the stack.
Walk all over for the last 20 minutes or 20 minutes. We shouldn't even be having this conversation. We should be going on to the next agenda item.
This is Grace for the stack.
There we go again.
I really want to end debate on this. I really want to end debate on this. But Grace, what do you have to say? I mean, I'm willing to listen to it.
I see Duane's point. Usually in committees, there's a different protocol. This is a different committee. Yes, absolutely. If a member wants to have something on the agenda, especially at a regular meeting, it can be placed on the agenda without alteration. So that's true. However, I also have an amendment or a substitute motion, or it can be just a motion. And I sent it to you all, and I'd like to read it. That's all right. And I'd like
go ahead,
to
Grace.
Be on the
go
agenda
ahead, Grace. Go ahead.
In the same
go
agenda
ahead, Grace.
Item.
Yeah, okay. I hear you. Go ahead.
From this time forward, the secretary shall list the names of the members present at the roll call as well as the number present at the roll call. When members arrive after the roll call, they shall be noted as arriving in the minutes when their presence is noted.
Is there any objection to that motion?
Can we just move forward?
I object to it. I don't understand it, so I object.
Okay.
You don't understand it?
I don't understand because, Chair, may I speak?
Hold on just a second. I think the opportunity to offer up a substitute motion will happen at the PMB meeting, Grace. I mean, I appreciate that you're trying to clarify the language of this, but it doesn't seem terribly unclear to me. I think what Duane is basically asking is that the word late be deleted from the minutes, and I don't think you have any particular objection to that. I know you did, which makes me think that we've wasted a good 20 minutes discussing something that probably didn't need to be discussed. I mean, I might be mistaken about that, but that is my opinion on the matter. So I would actually rather just place Duane's motion on the agenda, and you could offer your substitute motion at that time if you wish to. Or upon further reflection, you can just decide not to, because
no,
I don't
I
think
like
it's all that
it
deleterious.
I would like to have it added to the agenda. Anything to the agenda. I would like to add this to the agenda.
And yes, Chair, I speak
it doesn't have to be agreed on.
Yeah, of course, Duane. You'll have the opportunity.
Committee.
Just wait a moment.
No, I'm asking
okay,
you to rule
I hear you.
On whether or not
I hear you, Grace.
Motion is in order.
I'm not asking
you that it be an amendment in this meeting. I'm not asking that we consider it in this meeting.
I hear that, Grace. You're offering it as a substitute motion, basically. Is that correct?
I'm offering it as a motion to be placed on the agenda, just like.
Okay.
Duane
all right. So your standing is the same as Duane's.
Exactly.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, and that makes sense to me. Okay, so. Here is, once again, I'm back to the same question again. What is the responsibility of this committee in terms of such things? I mean, can we decide not to place things on the agenda? Or, I really don't understand what the protocol is here when there's objections like this.
This is Lydia.
Can anybody help me in this moment to clarify that? Yes, go ahead, Lydia.
So in instances, if there's a motion recommended for the open session that belongs in closed session, for example, then that is something that should not be an open session, and this committee can speak to that. So that's just one example other than that, I don't think you can keep anyone's motion off of the agenda. If
okay.
it's not violating something, confidentiality or CPD or FCC or whatever it is, or the bylaws in some fashion. But other than that, if it wants to be, it's helpful for the discussion if these motions and substitute motions are visible on the agenda so that people can follow. It's so much easier to read than to
Absolutely.
Hear people's voices going in and out.
Okay. Yes, and furthermore, yes, I heard you, Lawrence. I want the opportunity to comment here. Furthermore, I think one of the objectives of this committee. Oh, that was James. My apologies, James. Yes.
No worries. Go on.
Thank you. Okay. I think furthermore, one of the responsibilities of this committee is to create a more open and transparent process for putting these agendas together, so that people can actually prepare for motions that are coming down the pipeline and make their case for them. So, for example, if you have a motion that's competing with another motion, you can solicit the votes of members and explain to them why you favor your motion and why you think the other motion should be voted down. And I think that's a preferable scenario to introducing the motion like 20 minutes before the meeting. And I am just as guilty as anyone in this regard, by the way. I've done this before, and expecting people to be able to digest this motion in all of its complexity as the meeting sets forth. And I just think that that's a terrible way to run meetings. And the hope here in the coordinating committee is that we can place these things on the agenda early enough that people can actually understand them. And I think that just opening it up is probably better than shutting it down. Go ahead, James.
Thank you. I apologize. First, I want to apologize for getting here late. WBAI is having a report
sorry,
to the
point of order. Lawrence actually
Go ahead.
Asked for the stack for James.
Okay, I couldn't understand. I couldn't quite make out whether it was Lawrence or James there, and then James said
James
it was him.
After Lawrence.
Okay, I couldn't quite figure that out. So my apologies. Do you mind standing down for a moment, James, and having Lawrence speak?
Not at all. As I recall,
you know
I think
what?
Lawrence asked earlier. Yes, of course.
Okay, I couldn't tell the voices were garbled.
Can I go after James, Chair? Can I go after James? Yes.
Absolutely, spoken. Absolutely, Lawrence. Go ahead, James. Go ahead.
Okay.
James,
now that we
finish your remarks. Thank you.
Settled on
yeah.
that. Thank you.
Thank you, Dwayne.
So I don't think whatever we're doing here changes the fact that because I'm late, and I was starting to apologize for being late and to explain that WBAI had its report to the listener from the LSB, the LSB report to the listener on our air this evening. And I was listening to that. And when I had earlier checked, I didn't see the call-in information for this meeting. And then when I went to KPFTX and I tried to check the stream, there was nothing happening. So I went and listened to the other show and then I didn't realize the meeting was ongoing. So my apology. And then second of all, or back to, you know, to my main reason for asking for the stack, unless I missed something in the previous discussion, I don't think that we are precluding people offering motions at the last minute. We are presenting a draft agenda, just like always, to the board, and that means that people can offer suggestions prior to the meeting, up until the meeting, and then once we get in the meeting, people can also add agendas, amendments, or, you know, even after the agenda is approved, we can go for amendments, but we can offer things for the agenda the same as we used to. It's just that this process will save time. The theory is we'll save time by getting some important items onto the agenda beforehand. So as was said, people can prepare for the discussion and marshal their facts and their arguments and be prepared to educate themselves, to listen to the arguments from others. So that will, even though we'll take time in this committee discussing all of that, it will theoretically save the PNB time. So that's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, James. Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair.
Lawrence?
So,
sure.
Yeah. You hear me?
Yep.
You hear me?
Yes,
oh, thank
I
you.
Got you.
Okay. Thank you.
So I think Grace is completely well-intentioned. But I think her amendment should stand on its own. And I think at this meeting, it shouldn't amend the motion that's going to the PNB. And I really can reconcile, I guess that's my my word for tonight, I can reconcile amending motions that are going to the PNB, because motions don't need to be seconded, and especially if it's a motion that's going to be put on the agenda, I don't see why we're taking so long and having this conversation when I think Grace's motion was well taken by me in regards to she did delete the word absent and late, and I think the parliamentarian himself stated that a tardy should be just noted that the person arrived, and that they shouldn't be any what one member might call inflammatory language, or might think it's inflammatory language because, you know, they have work and you know, they come a little late. But I think the thing that might be the middle ground is to just state that member came and it is noted. And I think that's the language that Grace is offering. Is that the language that you're offering, Grace?
Yes. Can I respond, Chris?
Yes, but I would also add that I think it's the language that Lawrence is that Dwayne was suggesting. So I'm not sure that the language.
Listen, there's nothing.
Why don't we deal with it tomorrow at the PNB?
Okay, listen.
We said we had closed this discussion, and we're still talking about it.
Okay.
I know exactly. I agree with that. Actually,
Chris,
Grace, can you? This is the last remark we'll accept on this. Okay. Go ahead. But this is the last remark. Okay. Go ahead.
Pardon me? Okay.
Yes.
I have no objection to what Dwayne has said in writing in his motion. What he verbally stated, which is that we don't have to note who's present in the meeting, doesn't make any sense to me. But the motion itself is fine. And what I added as an amendment is not inconsistent with what Dwayne is saying. Dwayne and Vanessa... Let me finish. Their criticisms are well taken. I accept them, okay? I will change the way I do the minutes. I've accepted that already.
Personal.
I think that this is putting this on the agenda waste of the board's time since I've agreed to the change.
But she keep repeating the same thing.
I'm sorry, Dwayne. What was that?
She's redundant. She's saying the same thing. And I request personal privilege since she referred to me and she continued to mischaracterize my statement.
Mr. Chair.
Okay. Yes. Yes, Lydia. I think we should just place both these items on the agenda. I don't really want to, but I think that this is an intractable debate at this point, and I don't want to waste any more time with it. And Dwayne and Grace, where would you like this item placed on the agenda?
Mr. Chair, my motion states where I want the item. So
I don't see it.
Exercise
okay, where it cannot be.
Chair, point of personal privilege.
Hold on a second, James. Hold on, please.
James,
hold on,
to the
please.
Point of order.
I heard you, James. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't see anything in the language of the motion, Dwayne, which suggests where its placement is.
If you allow me, Mr. Chair, I'm not
go ahead.
It, but since I wrote it verbatim, right under the motion, I state.
Oh, it's under the motion. It's under it. I see it now. I see it now. My apologies.
I ask for personal privilege as well, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
I'll take just a few
okay.
seconds. I would ask you, Mr. Chair, to admonish the member for mischaracterizing. I never said an asinine statement that you don't record who was at the meeting. She keeps saying that. That's an asinine statement that I would never make.
Okay, Dwayne. Thank you.
Okay, I apologize.
This is James. Okay. I had a point of order.
Yeah, I know you did. Go ahead, James.
I'm pointing out that members are violating the rules by speaking without being recognized, and it's resulting in an unnecessarily testy conversation about a rather mundane item, a technical item, so to speak. And I wish, you know, we could stop using terms like ridiculous and asinine and just bring it back down, bring the temperature back down, and conclude this conversation in a more deliberative way. Thank you.
Okay. I think I'm going to offer that. I'm going to offer that both of these items be placed on the agenda at items 3A and 3B. One as an initial motion offered by Dwayne and a substitute motion offered by Grace. Is that acceptable to the members present?
Point of order.
Bad boy.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Grace.
I'm sorry, I was talking to my dad.
I hear you.
Okay, can I be recognized?
Yes, I heard you. Go ahead.
Okay. Item 3 on the agenda is minutes approval. This would have to be item 4, A and B.
Okay, that's
no
fine.
Objection. And the next
okay.
3 would be item 4, B and C then.
Yes, correct. We just picked up the lettering after that. Yes.
I seek to be recognized, Mr. Chair, Dwayne Lark.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
It's been a very long day. We've been on this call for more than 2 hours. I move to adjourn.
I would love to do that, but I would really like to get to the remainder of your motions, also to Lawrence's motion, and then we have an executive session agenda to overview.
My motion stands, and I believe that everything ought to be accepted by duly elected members that ought to just be placed on the agenda, but I'd like an up or down vote on my motion to adjourn.
Okay. The motion to adjourn takes precedence over all other motions. So I object to it because I would really like to finish this meeting, but that's me speaking against the motion. And there's no reason to speak in favor of it. I don't think it's debatable. So let's take a roll on this.
Chair,
I think we have six members.
Go ahead. Information, Chair.
Go ahead.
So does that mean that we're going to adjourn without going into executive session?
I think that's something that it would be helpful if we could discuss that in advance. Dwayne, are you suggesting we have no executive session tonight?
No, I suggest that we adjourn this meeting.
Okay.
I
got it. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
And I also point out that all of the agenda submission, just like at a meeting tomorrow, if you submit something, it's going to be received. So we all suggest collate them and put them on the agenda, whatever's been submitted tonight. We don't have to discuss all of this.
I think the chaos that pretended this meeting was a little bit unusual in that it's our first meeting and we didn't even have a pro tem chair before tonight. So I appreciate your remarks. I hope that it'll improve in the future in terms of organization. I'm looking for a listing of the members of this body right now so that we can call roll. Grace, do you have that in front of you by any chance for this
roll?
Vote? No, call roll for the vote. Go to the vote.
I don't have the roll
for adjournment,
but I can state it from memory.
Okay. All right. Great. That'll work.
Okay.
I'm going to look for it while you're doing that.
Alex Steinberg, Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
Am I taking the roll? This is to adjourn?
Yes. Yes. You're taking the vote to adjourn. Correct.
Okay. Dwayne Lark.
Okay.
Lydia Brazone.
Yes.
Okay. Grace Aaron. Pass. Chris Corey?
No.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay. James Thagerton?
No.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Yeah.
Okay. Who else? I passed. I'll vote no. And is there anyone else on? I don't think so.
I don't believe so.
Okay, so where are we? We have
I'm getting four yes, three no.
Votes no. Lawrence, Dwayne, Lydia, and Vanessa vote yes.
Thank you, Mr.
Okay,
Chair.
Before I realize that we have no business left, but am I to understand that the remaining items are elevated to the agenda? Because I think it's important that that we understand whether that's the case or not. Yes?
Either way, I'll resubmit them to the agenda for tomorrow.
Okay. I get that. This is
Chris,
I get that. This is just yes.
This is
yes,
Lydia. I have a question. Which remaining items?
Well, there were two items that Dwayne and Dwayne wanted on the agenda, and there was at least one that Lawrence wanted it on the agenda as well.
Right, but I believe that Lawrence's belongs in executive session. So since we were going into executive,
oh, it does. Okay, my apologies, I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
so
right.
that takes
Mr.
care
Chair,
of that one.
I agree.
Mr. Chair, okay, Dwayne has
yeah, Dwayne.
Another. I will put together a draft agenda and send it out. And if
thank you,
you. All want
thank
to put,
you, Grace.
You all want to change it, that's going to be up to you. But, you know, the thing would to well, whatever. I apologize for being contentious. It's just that it's difficult for me as secretary. I apologize to the audience and to the members here. I do understand the upset that putting late in the minutes has caused. I agree to that. And I apologize for being discourteous in this meeting. However, it's difficult for me as secretary to figure out how to do the minutes if I don't understand what's being requested, which I didn't.
Okay.
Dwayne
I understand that.
Three items on the agenda. So those are three different motions to be.
Yes, exactly. And that's what. That.
Okay.
Yep, and they will be placed.
Okay, wait.
There will be
the
wait,
last
Dwayne.
Motion, I will have to alter the wording of the third agenda item that Dwayne submitted, and I can explain that outside
well,
of the
Well, just
meeting.
Send it to me before you publish it, and we can work that out.
Okay, very good.
Is that acceptable, Grace?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, let's reconvene the executive session no later than please. No later than 11 p.m. West Coast time, which is, 11 p.m. East Coast time. All right? Is that acceptable to everyone?
That's too late. We don't need more than
2 minutes. You better do it in five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Five.
Can everyone do it in five? Can everyone do it in five? Okay, that's
yeah,
fine.
Sure.
Okay, let's make it 10:50 then. 10:50.
Okay. I do not.
Okay.
I don't have the number.
Yeah, you don't have the number? I will forward it from Otis, and I would
patch you in again if you want.
Huh?
I will. I'll forward it from Otis.
I'll forward it to
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.